T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, we are broadcasting live from the park at Wrigley Field. The voices you just heard coming back were, that was what, there's Stephen A. Smith, Denzel Washington, Barack Obama, and Eddie Murphy, all done by the tremendously talented SNL alum, stand-up comic, the hilarious Jay Farrow. He joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group Hotline. He's starring in the new Showtime show, October 15th. 15th, White Famous, and he is at Zany's in Rosemont. He's got shows all weekend right there in Rosemont. You can go to zanys.com for tickets. We appreciate Jay Farrow. We'll pick some NFL games with him in a little bit.
Yeah, that's the big thing, Jay. You got to pick NFL games, and we're bad at them, and you're probably going to be better.
And David Koechner went 3-0 last week, so you're carrying the torch for the celebrities this week. Are you up for it?
We will see.
yeah.
That's a good tease. Good tease.
We'll get there. So Jay, I want to set this scenario up for you, because we're broadcasting at Wrigley Field. There's, you know, thousands of people walking around, and you know, you're out on the road, a comic. You interact with, I'm sure, so many of your fans and people who see the show and all of that. Someone just came up to my co-host Matt Spiegel, who's a larger gentleman, but he's been working on it and all sorts of great stuff, and he's got his life in a great spot. And a guy comes up to him and he says, dead serious, no hint of irony, "You're a lot less fat than I thought you were." Interaction like that at a show.
I knew it was going to be something like that. And you know what? As a reformed fat kid, I am offended. I am offended that somebody came up to you and said that to you. How old was this person?
This guy probably in his mid-40s or something. He was with what appeared to be his wife, you know.
It's a grown-ass man saying, "Hey, I thought you'd be fatter over the radio." That's insane.
But maybe, Jay.
You should have said to him, "Well, I thought your wife was going to look better. If she did last night."
I really should have.
Oh, snap!
See, where were you? Where were you when I needed you, Jay? Maybe it says something about me that I'm like, I'm desperate enough for the approval that I was like, "Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate that."
Listen, I'm a start a march for civil rights for overweight people. You know what I mean? As a reformed person, as a survivor, I feel like it is my testament. I should tell the story. And you know what? I think you should march with me. So there we go, sir. So let's kick him in the ass.
Hey, Jay, as long as we're not marching too far or too fast, all right, then I'm with you.
Hilarious.
It's got to be
just a
short march around the block.
Yeah, right, exactly.
What's your best heckling interaction story? I feel like everyone's got one.
My best? What
like when you, like, yeah, you came into contact with like a heckler. Like someone was talking trash to Jay Farrow up on stage, like the guy just did to my co-host. And, you know, what'd you come back at him with?
Oh, snap. There have been so many, I don't know, man, there's been so many moments of being heckled and coming back with something like, I don't know. There have been so many times I've been heckled. I remember one time, I'm going to tell you the worst time. It was when I was in Louisville. It had to be like 5 years ago. And a dude kept yelling out for me to do Denzel. And I was like, yo, like, for real, could you stop? And he keeps doing it. And I was like, yo, man, if you don't shut up, then I'm going to turn into Denzel, but I'm going to whoop your ass as Denzel. I was so frustrated, so overcome with everything. I was like, yo, man. But that was, like, the worst example. Of course, I'm not going to kick nobody's ass. I don't want to get the lawsuit filed against me, but yo, I was that ticked off.
Now I just want to see you kick ass as different people, though. I got to tell you, as you're telling me that, this might be something. You get Denzel and Barack going at it with a little camera magic of some kind, you know?
Hell yeah, man. Nah, but it's, I mean, we get heckled all the time. Like, some of the things that I do say, they're so hardcore that I cannot say them on the radio. But, you know, I go totally left. Like, your mom, just know that it has to do with boxes, and I don't mean UPS. So,
Yeah. We understand. The shows are in Rosemont, zanies.com. Jay Farrow, the SNL alum, will be there all weekend. So how much of your stand-up are your impressions, and how much is just Jay Farrow? Not just Jay Farrow, but you know what
it's
I mean.
A mix. Dude, it's a mix. Like, impressions are just, like, not even seasoned. They're like sprinkles at this point, man. Like, I can do them, but, like, the stories and everything, like, those are strong. So, you know, like, you get everything. So I can't give you a percentage, but I sprinkle them in every now and then.
Do you talk about
it? It's not just an impression show.
Do you talk about SNL? Because I know that was a multi-layered kind of experience in terms of, and also in terms of the way it exits. Did that lead to some comedy for you as well?
Look, man, I'm talking about what's going on right now, dude. And, like, what's going on right now is I'm starring in my own show on Showtime, White Famous. It was a good experience. Michael Rappaport, Megan Good, Jack Davenport, Natalie Zia, Malcolm Jamal Warner, Utkarsh, Cleopatra. Yeah, everybody is dope in it. Lonnie Chavis, everybody is dope in it, man. So, you know, I talk a little bit about that, but I talk about current stuff, man. I'm not on old stuff, man. I talk about current stuff, you know?
Understood. For sure. We still, you know, SNL alum, though, is a fair way to introduce you, right? It's the thing you're most known for.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. No, I just figured it'd be the thing that people would ask you about the most, I guess, is where I was saying, right? That'd be the thing that I would assume most people come up to Jay Farrow and ask you about.
Well, I mean, hey, I was on the show for 6 years. So, yeah, it's a very prolific part of my career.
For sure.
Understood. Are you a football guy? You grew up in Virginia, right? I mean, like, we talk Bears even when they suck. People, like, they're not convinced that they're going to be any good, but people are still interested until they're proven to not be any good. You know what I mean?
Well, you know that old thing. Everybody around my area pretty much was a fan of the Redskins, and, you know, and then they start losing, and they'd be like, oh, they're the Redskins. So you're like, yo, come on, man. I wasn't a Redskins fan. I was always a St. Louis Rams fan. I mean, they moved to L.A., which is perfect because that's where I live now. But, will we make it to the playoffs? The world may never know. You know what I mean? I feel like they should rebuild some more. That's what I feel like. But that's my team, man, and I'm sticking with them, of course. I don't just leave. I don't leave a team if they start, you know, if they start losing, man. I'm like, yo, man, you know, I'm gonna stick with this. It's like a painful marriage. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I really do.
You also can relate to that. the reformed fat guy and the failed marriage.
Stop hitting so close to home, Jay. Really? I mean, it's just too damn close.
Are you, by the way, the only one in LA that's excited about the Rams? Because it's like a 27,000 person stadium, and I know they're worried about filling it.
I mean, nobody, they had a game yesterday, nobody showed up, right? I mean, look, okay, it's going to happen. It's going to happen eventually. I don't know if it's going to be in 30 years. I don't know if it's going to be in 20. I don't know if it's going to be in 100, but we're going to win one eventually. And I will be there, or my spirit will be there cheering them on. That's all I got to say. I mess with the Rams, though. That's just how it is. So
it's like Billy Crystal with
you'll
the Clippers.
You'll see me at a game.
All right. We'll see the one game. All right, so you ready to pick some games? And can we do it, in, Jay Farrow pick the Rams game, and then maybe some of the other people pick the other games? Is that fair?
Yeah. Let's do that.
All right. So you're carrying the torch for David Koechner. He went 3-0 in week one. All of us had a losing record. So it's Washington at L.A., Rams minus 2.5. Who do you got?
Oh, Jesus, man. Hey, man. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm going to just stick with the Rams. I'm going to stick with the Rams.
It's a weird league. It's a weird sports world. You will probably be right. Just take it.
the show is,
I mean,
white.
Stranger things have happened, folks. Stranger things have happened. Look who's in the office right now. So come on, man. Anything's possible. or impossible and will happen, right?
Apparently so, yeah.
The show is White Famous. It debuts on Showtime October 15th. You can see him in Rosemont this weekend, zanies.com. Jay Farrow is our guest. All right, I've always wanted to gamble with Chicagoan Barack Obama, so let's pick the Bears game. Bears at Tampa, Tampa minus seven. Who does Barack Obama have?
I've got to – listen, I'm loyal because these hoes ain't. So I'm going to stick with the Bears. Let's just say that. I mean, Tampa, they could do it, but I'm going to go with the Bears. Chicago, baby, I'm on for it.
Sure.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
That makes all the sense in the world. He's a loyal guy.
There's a lot of people that miss you, Barack. There's a lot of people that miss you.
Yeah. What does Barack really feel, by the way, about who is in office these days?
I warned you. I told you about it. And you still went out there and you caused this debauchery. So I'm not worried. I'm over here in Hawaii chasing a chicken and smoking a J. So you can do whatever the hell you want to do. It's all good to me, baby.
That makes sense. All right, so this is a hell of a guest list. Jay Zawoski, our producer. Good job.
Good job, Jay.
Jay Farrow on the Rams. We got Barack Obama on the Bears. And then it's an unbelievable coincidence that Denzel Washington is here to pick Packers at Falcons. Falcons are a three-point favorite on Sunday night. Who do you got, Denzel?
Oh, well, let's see here. You said the Falcons are a favorite, or you said the Packers are? Which one?
The Falcons are a favorite, Denzel, Mr. Washington.
The Falcons are a favorite. Okay, then that's what we're going to go with, right? I think the Falcons are going to win. ATL, baby, they get it popping. I love ATL every time I go down there, go to Magic City, huh? Get butt cheeks thrown in my face. So I hope they win, huh? Because I want to make it rain on a jiggly butt. Jiggly butt, jiggly, jiggly butt. See, I took the Pokemon theme music and flipped it. Yeah, my man.
I had no idea Denzel was into the performing arts in that way.
I did.
Danny knew.
Yeah, it just seemed obvious. Jay, thank you very much. Enjoy the shows. Zanies and Rosemont, zanies.com. You'll be there all weekend, and good luck on Showtime. It's a great network. October 15th, White Famous. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, man.
All right, Jay, I'm down. If you do the march for the overweight, I'm down. Maybe I can get some of my anorexic friends to come by as well. Different challenges.
Kevin Hart's always out there running. I know you do him.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Thank you, Jay.
There he is, Jay Farrow on the Grossinger Auto Group Hotline. You can see him at Zanies in Rosemont, zanies.com. His Denzel slays me, man.
Yeah. The Barack was strong. That's the way.
So there you go for our celebrity pickers.
So there are
picks. Did not want to talk about SNL.
No, you think?
Should I have followed up? Probably.
No. But
yeah,
probably no.
But a mistake.
I meant it. What I meant was, like, does comedy come out of the life experience?
Of course.
That's all. That's all I meant.
No, it's fine.
You know what I mean?
No,
like, have you ever been fired?
Yeah.
You have?
Oh yeah. Then rehired, but yeah, fired.
Yeah.
Fired. Me
yeah.
and a manager got into it at Boston Blackies in Glencoe.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You told me.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine was a radio job, but you know, same thing.
Sure.
Where they take you in, they're like, and they walk me out. They make me grab all my stuff, and I can't log on to my email at Sporting News Radio because I might sabotage the company somehow.
It's the humbling. Yeah. Like, oh, no, I'm going to find out where the free tickets are this weekend.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, you get the email accounts. So, okay.
All right.
Key card stopped working, the whole thing?
Yeah. I was never allowed back in the building.
Did they provide a box? Or?
They did. That was a nice touch.
That is nice.
You're right.
It's like a severance. Oh, our radio network is imploding around us, but here's some cardboard.
That was exactly my severance. I'll take it.
Yeah. Hey, you negotiate so well with your jingles and your residuals and your severance. That's really good.
This is all true.
This is like a psychoanalysis of you. Jay Farrow.
I'm here, man.
The wedding.
I'm right here for it.
And, yeah.
You cannot, this day cannot be bad. It's impossible. Because we are in an incredibly beautiful spot right outside of Wrigley Field, broadcasting from just outside Gate H. The park here at Wrigley. That Starbucks I told you is like the greatest Starbucks that has ever existed. This
food
truck.
Yeah, you like that Starbucks a little too much.
But that food truck, man.
Yeah, the barbecue is really good. It's just like a barbecue brisket with like three different sauces. It's very good.
I had a salami dog with some sweet mustard and some pickled onions that changed my world. It it recalibrated my sensitivities into a much better place that interview could not damage, my friend.
It was fine. our fan, he's going to go 3-0.
For sure.
We'll get you in for the Bears weekend and the Cubs. We're at the park at Wrigley. Come see us at Spiegelwood Park. It's on the score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Welcome back to Spiegel and Parkins, brought to you by RingTV.com. Canelo vs. Triple G, two of boxing's greatest, enter the ring tomorrow night. Canelo vs. Triple G, a fight for world tomorrow night. Canelo vs. Triple G, only at RingTV.com, the official online pay-per-view.
I got to tell you, Danny, having not seen you in person, you're not nearly as ugly as I thought you'd be.
Oh, thank you, Spiegs. That's so backhanded of you. What a non-pliment.
That dude who came up to me at last hour, like, you're not nearly as fat as I thought you'd be.
Yeah, I was like,
thank you.
God.
Sometimes people do not look like what you expect. We just met one of our mailmen. We got a lot of mailmen.
Yeah.
We got Mail Dog is out there.
Yep.
A whole bunch of different mailmen who are, Peoria Matt, by the way, is a mailman. There's a ton of them who, and we are part of their days, and it's been really fun.
It's
like
great.
People, they check in a lot and stuff. Mailman Keith from Lamont.
He's here at the park at Wrigley.
He texted during the show. He texted during the Jay Farrow interview.
Yes.
He told us to punt. He told us to abort.
Yeah, but see, if you had aborted early during the SNL awkwardness, you would not have got Barack Obama picking the Bears game.
I could not be more correct.
Or Denzel Washington and the image of him hanging out at King of Diamonds in Atlanta.
You have an impressive stick-to-itiveness that sometimes yields gold. Not all the time.
No. Here's the thing about radio. Like, I'll peel back the curtains for just 1 second.
Yeah, yeah.
We make 1,000 live decisions a day,
uh-huh.
Right? You're just always making a decision. You go in this direction. Do I break now? Do I ask this question?
It's 1,000 live.
If I bat like 750, I'm the greatest radio host in the history of the world. Like, we're going to make mistakes. But yeah, so, you know, I shouldn't have asked the second SNL question to Jay Farrell. I shouldn't have done it.
So it goes.
Wait, you guys actually think about when you break?
Shut up, Campy. Just get ready to play the next promo. How about that? How about that? The guy coming in from the cheap seats. So I can't even see you over there.
Sorry, I'm not allowed to be at the remotes.
Oh
yeah, no.
But
oh,
you are Superfly Snuka, Jimmy Superfly Snuka off the top rope.
He really is.
Often. Yeah, that's an old man wrestling reference, Parkins. What of it? Anyway, Mailman Keith is here, and he doesn't look anything like Mailman Keith is supposed to look.
Via text.
I have mapped this out. I have sat down, I have drawn pictures of Mailman Keith in my mind and with crayons on some paper that he doesn't know about.
I disagree. I think he looks exactly like Mailman Keith should look
like. Well, now he does.
Yeah, now he does. Because I never pictured him before.
That's not fair.
Yeah, it's true.
It's not fair. Although I do wish, he's one of those guys who's bald with the mustache and the full long beard.
Right, he can grow hair, just not on top.
Right, it always makes me wish that he was like Wooly Willy, that I could take the magnet over and drag the hair from his beard
from
up to
beard
his head.
On the top.
Yeah.
You know? Not as distinguished, though. A lot of people got hair up top.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people have the beard of a mailman Keith. You want to step in front of the camera at watch670thescore.com to reveal
Keith,
your true
Keith,
identity?
Come on over.
Yeah, get in there, buddy.
Keith's a good man. There he is right
Ryan
there.
This is from Ryan Gertz's Web Street.
That's
Look
Keith.
At that beard,
there
ladies
he is.
And gentlemen.
That's impressive. And
yeah,
don't you very... Did they have Wooly Willy when you were a kid, or was it already past you with the, magnet?
I saw it in the Smithsonian. I know what you're talking about, old-timer. I understand. A guy came up earlier, and he was like, you know, I don't know whose references I relate to more. Like, I'm 37, so I'm like right between your two ages. I'm like, closer to me than this old guy over here. I'll just say happy birthday, by the way.
Thank
Sunday.
You very much.
Yeah,
thank
no
you
problem.
Very much. It is, will be my birthday on Sunday, and I enjoyed you earlier trying to be my publicist and get me up on the video board.
Oh, there's
today.
No trying. Today, if you are attending the Cubs game at Wrigley Field, watch the video board during the fifth inning, and if you are watching the Cubs game, just be listening, because I don't know. I think that Spiegel is desperate for some birthday shout-outs, and I think it's going to happen for him.
You're the worst. Thank you.
I think it's going to happen.
Man, that is the best. Dave McGinnis just wished me and everybody else a happy birthday.
We got Denzel on the show for your birthday. How cool is that?
Thank you.
Training day.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. We will play our last promo that we made for the Fox broadcast right after this Bears update and then a sports update. No commercial, though. We're back in a minute.
Classic.
Always, buddy. Always. It's Spiegelwood Parkins on the score at the Park in Wrigley, brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Category 5, revenge game.
That's right.
For the great Mike Glennon.
That's right.
The ginger giraffe. There's people enjoying themselves with our fake Fox promos, and there's some other stuff that's been out there, some songs. We have songs to write and produce. We have things we will do to make this Bears season a little more interesting than perhaps it might be. That said, look, week one was fun, and we kind of enjoyed ourselves.
Man, I'm here for it. Like, I think it's overstated. You know, ratings were down 7% for the Bears game. Okay, they're not good, but they drafted the quarterback of the future. Let's see. Let's see what that is coming at some point. And so everything else deserves to be.
You let me know. You hit me to that, okay?
Well, no, I get it, but it deserves to be looked at through the prism of, oh, man, that might happen. And when that happens, how do you think about the rest of the team? Wide receivers stink. Offensive line, above average. Front seven, really good. Secondary, really bad.
Are you on record with your over-under in terms of when I was saying Trubisky's going to get in that Week 5 Monday night game against the Minnesota Vikings?
I'll take the over, meaning I think it's longer than that. If I had to bet on it today, I would play him then or sooner.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's much risk in it, and I don't think that there's much chance that Mike Glennon plays his way into trading himself for a draft pick. Like, mm-hmm. I think after seeing more of him, that ship has sailed. So I personally would play him sooner, but I like the bye makes more sense. I don't know that Monday Night Football against the Vikings defense
is when you want to do that.
Is when you want to debut Mitch Trubisky, even though there is a half week extra because you play Thursday the week before.
Right, that's what I'm thinking, is that it's your first opportunity of some extended time before between games.
Yeah, I'll take the bye week as my guess, but that still gets you 8 games of Mitch Trubisky.
And maybe they're okay with that.
Assuming injury, and that's plenty of time. I'll just say, everyone was crapping on that Thursday night game last night, and it wasn't good, and I get it. But Deshaun Watson's an interesting storyline, and he got killed, and he kept coming back. And I think that is...
There's value there.
There's value in it.
I agree. Like,
he won a game on the road in his first start, mm-hmm. after getting completely abused, no help from his offensive line, little help from his wide receivers,
right.
Had a 49-yard touchdown run, had a great highlight. He was the reason they won.
Him and Andy Dalton. The quarterbacks were the reasons.
And Watson didn't look great throwing the ball. He's got a lot to do, but
yeah.
He's the only guy who scored a touchdown in last night's game. Without that touchdown, they don't win. So I just have a hard time arguing against that being progress. And whatever Deshaun Watson is going to be,
mm-hmm.
that was a step in the direction towards that last night. It was not a step away from his ceiling.
Meanwhile, inside the walls that we are broadcasting on the outside of, the Cubs will get the Cardinals for 3. Last weekend could not have gone worse with a sweep and just the bats doing nothing. And then here they are. They scored more runs against the Mets in this 3-game series than the 22 games the Indians have played against. The Indians have given up 37 runs in their 22-game win streak, and the Cubs just scored 39 in their 3-game series. So the bats, safe to say, woke up. They don't need to do
that. Is that more impressive for the Indians, or
both?
Depressing for the Mets? Impressive for the Cubs, sure, but it's against a horrible team. You know what I mean? The Mets were awful.
It's the kind of thing that points at the absurdity of both circumstances.
Right.
But, you know,
I guess the Indians over a bigger sample probably makes that more impressive.
But the thing is, like, also, after 17 runs, I expected the Cubs to score very little because that's been their pattern this year. It was nice to see them come back and destroy people and get to 14 and obliterate some of the stuff that really made you angry towards the beginning of that game, if you're emotionally invested. Either way, 3 for this weekend, and, you know, the Cardinals have
their 3 best pitchers.
They lined them up, just like the Brewers did. The Cardinals have their 3 lined up.
Because they're still playing with desperation, right? They're the team that's 3 back, and they're the team that, like, Colorado's up on them in the wild card right now. They're up on, tied with the Cubs in terms of wins, one fewer loss. So the Rockies are actually one game up in the loss column on the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the Rockies start to be, if the Cubs, like, got swept this weekend, let's say, against the Cardinals,
then you're tied on Monday.
Yeah, with St. Louis, but you're also now paying attention to Rockies games because now your safety net is a road game in Arizona.
Yeah, you could successfully tailspin your way back to a 5-team situation or a 4-team situation for 2 spots.
And when I said the Brewers series, the only result that mattered was a sweep, now that you got swept, I mean, losing 2 of 3 is not good. But, you know, if you lose two of three here with 11 of your last 16 against these teams, and now you're up two on the Cardinals.
With four left with St. Louis,
you start to give them margin for error where it's like the other team doesn't just need to win out to beat you. They don't need to just sweep. If they put it that way, right, they got four left. So if the Cardinals go 2-1 here, and now they're two back, and then they went 3-1 in that four-game series, tie ball game.
Mark Grody will take over for your pregame. Schwarber's in the lineup. So is John Jay. Albert Almora not in the starting lineup as John Lackey goes against the very, very good Carlos Martinez. Two out of three. I think the Cubs will take two out of three this weekend. I think they'll beat Waka and Lynn over the weekend. I fear for Martinez today.
I've got the Bucks covering the spread against the Bears. What about you?
I have the Bucks covering the spread against the Bears, yes.
So that's more than seven for Tampa Bay at home against Chicago.
Thank you, Rick Camp, for holding down the fort back at the shop, doing a tremendous job.
You were great.
We are out here in chaos. Thank you to Brian Gertsch, who does the video stream and did it out here at watch670thescore.com.
Thanks to the Cubs for putting us up at the park at Wrigley and the entire promotions team for making it so seamless. This is a great spot for us to broadcast.
So, absolutely thrilled to be here. We're going to broadcast from here even when the Cubs aren't playing. We're just going to come by.
I'm down. I hear there's a yoga day at the park. I'd like to be here for that.
Thank you to Jay Zawoski for producing out here. Thank you to Rich Wyatt for doing a hell of a job in terms of the engineering, and our entire promotion staff for doing what you do. Ray Diaz and Brendan McCaffrey, I'm sure, helped back at the shop as well.
Our guests today were Jonah Carey, Hub Arkish, Rich Campbell, and Jay Farrow, who brought Barack Obama and Denzel Washington along for the ride. Happy birthday, Spiegs.
Thanks, buddy. Have a great trip to New Orleans. We'll be back together Monday.
It's Spiegel and Parkins on the Score. Cubs baseball next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.